Don't you like this good singing? These young people sung. Well, I'll tell you, I went home. Carpenter sung that over at Bedford when Havis and I preached that camp meeting over there. And I went home and I said, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. I sung it just like you did. I seen you couldn't get that if you didn't get down into it. Son. I'm telling you what, I bowed right into that when I sung it. Hallelujah. We're on our way somewhere, whether we want to go or not, and to never die where we're going. I'm glad to be with the Davises here. Sure, we honor one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. If you try to outdo each other, if you won't back each other, if you act envious and jealous toward one another, if you wouldn't give a dime to help each other, if you're starving, no. If you have love one to another, it speaks louder than anything you can do. And I don't worry about them singing too long or what. But George does. You know why he does? Because he respects his brother. I admire that in a man. Ain't it bothering me, brother, if they shout all over here all night long every night. I may not get to preach none tonight. Then I might. Sometimes I get wound up just preach till everybody's wore plumb out and go home and preach all night long. Why do some churches good if they'd preach till somebody fell out, about half out anyhow? Paul preached, that fellow fell out the window and broke his neck. Stirred him up! Why, Sam Lambert said he never had a better stir in his church till that night that old boy jumped up and was going to whip that other. He said all the things praying to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A little stir going on. Hallelujah. I love God's people. I love God's children. I love the work of God. I love to see God's people come together and try to do something for the Lord. I wanted to say, that brother sitting right over there, that young preacher, he's a good preacher, brother. He's a good preacher. And I noticed him way back here in the back a while ago. He is worshiping God. That boy worships. We appreciate God's people from everywhere. God's children that come together, try to do something for the Lord. You can do something. Yeah, you can do something. Devil says we can't. We can too. Yeah, he told us over at Bristol. Your Bristol meeting is gone. Told us that 15 years ago. Went talking louder about it 6-7 years ago. Went up to where the meeting cost us over $10,000 for one meeting. And I was the man responsible for it. Woo! I said, God put the overloads on me, double duty shocks on me, and fixed me for these chug holes here. The old devil said, you can't do it. Well, we did do it. We packed 112 house trailers in there. We fed over 4,000 meals in 3 days. We fed as high as 1,500 hamburgers in one night. Yeah, we had a meeting. We had one kind of a meeting. Last night of that meeting, it got away from us. You know why it got away from us? I give God the glory. I was chairman of the board, and I got aggravated. You can stand around and watch mothers pour beer down their little babies and not get aggravated. You beat me. But I got aggravated over something else. Something that was creeping in amongst us down in Oklahoma that taught us a whole lot about pulpit etiquette. Good manners and pulpit etiquette is two different subjects in Brother Moore's line of thinking. Creeping in upon us with fancy words none of us hardly understood, in order to make us think we were really ignorant, learn to quote from every version of the Bible but the King James, and learn a few words of French and a little bit of Italian, and I could throw a burger at them with a little Indian if I wanted to, but they ain't no use. Crowding out the power of God, Brother George, from our altars so God couldn't really bless and move like he needed to, making us think we needed to be members of Brother Jack, somebody's church. If you a Baptist, my friend, be a Baptist till God leads you out of it. Bless my heart.
If you're a holy roller, holiness that believes in sanctification and a separated life, and you don't believe in once in grace, always in grace, you get in and shout and worship God in the holiness meeting. About the only message you can get is a message from some leading prominent preacher that runs 1,000 to 10,000 in his Sunday school, and you've left old time sanctification, dedication, and consecration for that. You're going to draw your church up and draw your soul up. You will have no demonstration of God's Spirit amongst you. I was chairman of the board. And I seen our little boat sinking, getting overloaded with knowledge and not the fear of God, self and not the Spirit. 5 minutes for this, 7 minutes for that, and 14 minutes for that, and 13 minutes for that. And the first thing you know, there was no minutes for God. Havers Coffers folks preached that night. I got all tore up, and we got started. Estimated 2,500 to 3,000 people there that night. Power of God fell, took that meeting away from this okay. God run with it. I held on to the pulpit and wouldn't shout. I wouldn't move. I said, I don't want to push this thing a bit. If God's not in it, I don't want to take no time from a good preacher. God's power fell. I don't know how many got the Holy Ghost. God knocked him out all over the place. Oh, he let us know he wasn't interested in us running after somebody that didn't have the Holy Ghost. Power of God in their midst. We wanted to be right and work and move and demonstrate among us. One old boy blowed 90 feet down there, blowed 90 feet against the wall, burned inside as bad as outside. I've looked at him from with his shirt off down his waist, cooked like hamburger meat, burned his ears almost off, burned his inside. They put him in the hospital, raised amongst the Mennonite people, taught against it, said there wasn't nothing to this. Brother Ralph Cox said, let's pray for him. We prayed and sought God for that boy. Some way or another he lived, and they said he can't do it. He's inhaled that, he's burned inside. He lived. He kept living. He kept living. He kept living. One day they said, we'll have to put you in that tank. You'll scream, you'll cry. When we put you in that healing tank here in this burn center, you'll scream like you hear you outside. I heard him down in Missouri when he testified with that pitiful looking countenance and that pitiful burn condition. He stood and said, it did not hurt when they put me in there. It didn't hurt. That old daddy that had stood against the power of God and against holiness, he said to his son, stay with it, boy. Stay with it, son. I don't care what you heard or what you said you got, you didn't get. Somebody got it. He lived. I fanned him for 2 hours down in Missouri while he sought the Holy Ghost. That fellow's taught all against this stuff. He can't sweat. You know who got baptized the Holy Ghost that night at Bristol? That boy that was a stranger and an alien. That boy that was afar off. That boy that wasn't taught it, taught against it. God got a better chance to speak up to people like that. Baptized him with the Holy Ghost in power. His 15-year-old sister went down on the power, and God baptized her at Bristol that night. I didn't get here yesterday. I challenge you, holiness people. I challenge you, holiness people. The men of God that come through our country that God was healing under and casting out devils under. And I beg your pardon, sir, he healed everything under the prayers. They were dedicated, consecrated, humble men and honest men that reverenced the power of God and reverenced holiness and believed in the Holy Ghost power. And they sought it, and they had people seek it, and they prayed to God, and God honored it. I don't sound mean tonight. I've left. I ain't going to get to preach what I aim to at all. I see that now. If I would preach to you Pentecostals that you could do this and do that or do the other and it was wrong and you shouldn't do it, but you're saved forever, and don't worry, you'll be all right in the end anyway. God will give you a little spanking, but you'll make it. I might have 1,000 Sunday school too. I'm certainly amazed at our people that have failed for this kind of business. Because they hear some man preach against some things that us Pentecostal preachers do. And they say, well, they're right. Yeah, but the hook on the end of that is, you're once saved, always saved. Yeah. I can say a little against your short dress, sis. If I tell you you can't be lost in the end over it, you'll still stay with me. But if I tell you if you wear that miniskirt and you tempt other men and you do wrong, you're going to hell for it. You're liable to quit if you don't pray through over it. Woman called me crying because a preacher won't preach against nothing. You want me to tell you why I don't preach against nothing? I didn't start yesterday. I've been on enough boards to choke anybody. I speak as a fool, but I put 40 hairs on the line tonight. Lord, don't you love the power of God, sister? Good men's not a bit mean, do you know it? No, sir, they're not mean. No, sir, they're not mean. But oh, listen, children, there's more to this than just learning important things to say or things that sound important. In a nation that's got more evil in it than it's ever had, farther from God than it's ever been, our young people facing more temptations, more trials than they've ever faced. It's not time to let up and act like somebody that don't have the power of God. It's time to renew our consecration, renew our dedication, and get a hold of God. The power of God can work among us. It only works. It only works, my friend. I challenge you. It only works following consecration and dedication. When God got into it with the Jews, he always got into it with them because they departed from him. They didn't do what he told them to do. God bless you. I was fixing to ask for something else to happen here in a minute yet. But look, we're in the end time. And it's time to get right in there. God bless that night. Saved all over that place. Baptized with the Holy Ghost everywhere. Ben Shaw been there ever since they've been 120-some years. Ben Shaw's a wise man, don't you think he ain't? Ben Shaw's a wise man. Ben Shaw went away and said, it's the greatest meeting at Bristol that we've ever been in. Never been in one like it. You know what it followed? A gentle rebuke to our people because they were trusting in other things and other people and other means outside of old-time gospel preaching. Don't it get down under your fifth rib? I got over yonder in Texas out there, an old chicken raiser sitting beside me, an old man. That old preacher boy got up and got a hold of the Bible. Don't it get tight on you? He preached it. I'm not talking about fanaticism. I ain't got time to fool with chewing gum. Of course, I don't like to see you sit in church and chew like a cow with a coot in your mouth. I like it. I like it myself right on the first there. But I ain't got time to fool with coffee and tea and chewing gum and soda pop and neckties and all of that. I ain't got time for it. But I'm talking about old time preaching. Gets down in there. That old boy began to tighten up with the gospel, you know. Tighten up with the word of God. And that old man sitting next to me said, he's laying her on us in the LD. I said, he's doing her, pal. He's a getting us with it. Don't you love a man that loves you? Oh, I love my daddy like I love my right hand. I love my daddy. Oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I may not get to preach no more. This may be it, Brother Davis. This may be it tonight. I haven't even took a text yet. Better take one. But you know, my daddy said to me, son, clean the yard. I didn't say clean it yourself and see how you like it. Mm-mm. No, you didn't say that to Roy. Roy come in and said, why didn't you clean the yard? Well, whoop, I said, get me the broom. Where's the broom? Where's the shovel? Where's the rake? Where's the wheelbarrow? Yes, sir. Oh, glory. My boy was in his teens when he was going to high school. He come home and said, daddy, we got a good teacher up there. Son, I said, what in the world do you mean you got a good teacher? Say, make your mind. Yeah. Ooh, from teenagers? Say, make your mind. Don't you love God? I love young people. Best friends I've got, young people. But you can't turn them loose. Just tell them to go do what they want to. You got to get with the gospel on it. Little girl sitting down yonder in my church. Little boy come down to her. Not the one I've got now, nothing I had done her. Looked between his eyes up through there at her. Hey, Lord Jesus. Lord. I watched that hypocrite going on down there. Smoked and she couldn't smell it. I don't know why I can smell it. I can rent a motel room and smell it for 5 weeks in my clothes after that nerd. You know, to stand it in my clothes. Great Lord. Sneaked around.
Well,
ain't none of your business, preacher. Just mind your head. We mind our own business now till we got people teaching Sunday school classes that ought to be teaching anywhere. We minded our business now, or let our business go until we've got people in as deacons and one local line of gospel justify them for being a deacon. Pray, Brother Carpenter, pray. Did you ever hear that song? What verse, what Bible do you find that in? What verse contains that lie? You never did hear that song? I may sing it for you. Ain't a verse in the Bible. Not one that teaches a deacon has any spiritual authority whatsoever in this church or any other church. No spiritual authority whatsoever. Not a verse in there. Five major functions of the gospel does not include the deacon. We're going to get straightened out. I tell you how we're going to get straightened out. We're going to get back to praying too, and back to the Bible, and back to dedication, and back to consecration. I ain't mean about it at all. But you take a car without a steering wheel, you into it. You can't run this like that fellow I ran running after automatic car he bought, or a station wagon. Had a little bar in the back of it. One of them vans. Well, I think I'll quit making vans if they don't use them for other things. They don't quit using them. What all they use them for? They need to quit making them. But Paul Harvey told about him. Found him side of the road, totaled out, nearly dead. He lived over it. What happened to you? Said, I just sat on cruise and stepped back to mix me a drink. You can't just set this on cruise. You can't just order your computer and feed all offerings into it. And feed all the questions into it. Machines won't answer this. Ooh, you're going to get scared, and here I am tightening up here tonight, and I don't know why in the world, best friends of God. You know what? I went to that little girl and I said, you drop that fellow like a dirty shirt. You get off of him, you turn him loose like a hot potato. He's a hypocrite, and I'm not going to sit here as your pastor and see him dupe you like that. She dropped him. I pastored another church, and young lady I had, fella got to going with her. And oh, he is a fancy Dan. You got to watch him. I mean, they can put it on. Now, I'm not running young men down. It's all right. Here's old Seven up here somewhere. Where you at, Seven? Seven, sure. Somewhere. I've lost him. Raise your hand, Seven. I just well know if you're in here. Where you at? That Davis boy, Seven. He's yours. Well, yeah, you're one of them. Ain't the one other. Here he is. Raise your hand, Seven. Raise your hand over there. God love his heart. I'll never tell the rest of it. My precious boy there. Bless his heart. We got some boys coming up. Listen, girls, if you want to find your boyfriend, get out the house of God. Let them talk about you like they want to. Get out of there where the saints are. Watch that old boy that ain't watching you all the time. Watch that old girl that ain't watching you all the time. Go to singing right beside you and walk off and leave you under the power of God. Put God first. Had that church over there at Blanchard, and the girl in there got to go with an old boy, and he's drinking and running around the side. But oh, he could put it on, he come to church. Hallelujah! Some people don't know the Spirit of God from a hole in the ground. Can you say amen? I beg your pardon, you may turn a flip and run wild over some fella blows in here with his hair plumb over his ears, dresses like a woman, acts like a woman, pranks, works a woman, never does. You ain't going to get Brother Moore to gulp it. Go ahead and gulp it. I'm not going to do it. Pray, Sister Moore, I feel like you are. I went to her one night. I said, you drop him. Don't you go with him no more. He's not right. He's deceiving you. He's lying to you. He's hypocrite. Brother Moore, you'll all get whooped. I know it. Anymore, you ain't supposed to say nothing about nothing. That's the reason ain't nobody hardly ever asked me to join or nothing. 40 years just a wanderer, pilgrim. You boys are wondering what I'm going to say next. I know you are. Don't be afraid, boys. She said, I was supposed to tell him whether I was going to marry him tonight or not, Brother Moore. That night. And that's the night she told him she wasn't. Yeah, I caught it all right, but her husband's a deacon in the church down there now. The boy she married, he's a good Christian boy, all right. Found him and married him. She's happily married. The other one, oh yeah, she married a preacher. Some of the kinfolks come by here and left this morning. That's right. Oh, I don't know why I've left my message and haven't even... I tell him when you go where you go tomorrow and tonight, he didn't even have no message that night. Didn't even take no text. And just wandered around and talked to us. That's what I've done. And I'm not going to worry you a lot longer with it. But children, Brother Moore's hit on something in the last 2 or 3 years. He's been watching a deal. Biggest camouflage I ever seen it going on. Never seen such a camouflage in all my life. A shout as pretty as an angel could ever shout. Preach, Lord, till it's wonderful. But look, I'm looking for something else. I want a visitation from the Lord in our midst. There's something bad wrong when there's no conviction with what is supposed to be the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, Brother George, in our midst. Can you all hear me talking? There's something bad wrong when there is no conviction with the demonstration that goes on among us that we call the Holy Ghost. I know that it moves here. I don't want to leave any statement like I don't think it's working. But I say, if we do what God wants us to do and live like the Lord wants us to live, we'll have some feelings that makes us say, it's not the preacher nor the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I think we ought to have the Holy Ghost power among us that reproves and rebukes and pleads, that leads and guides and comforts. I think it does all of it. How about it tonight? Now I'm going to wind up different than ever have since I've been a preacher. Never done it in my life. I'm going to have trouble to get in cooperation, but I'll get it because I'm the head of my house. My boys never said a curse word in their daddy's house while he was raised. If they said it, they said it somewhere else. I prayed until they were so scared they held on to me before they went to bed. I speak as a fool, George. My girl, she may somewhere, but I don't think so. She's never wore shorts in her daddy's house or in his yard, nor. They never flipped a cigarette on the ground at their daddy's house. They were done it. Terry is my Sunday school superintendent, and Becky plays the piano for me. And David pastors a great church. I speak as a fool. Now I'm not, Brother Carpenter. I've got a burden for you. My heart is store up for you. We can't make them live right. But as just an old-time preacher, man, and what is supposed to be an example, may I say to you, it does work. No, they don't have to turn against church because they've been raised in it. There's a sweet and a glorious side to it. And if you'll get them over into that, and they taste a little honey and they taste a little wine straight from heaven, and it sure is fine. They won't be bitter on it. They'll like it, son. There's a good side to it. There's a good side to it. For you mothers, you've just got girls here, girls in this town that's not where they ought to be. Hold on. You ain't going to gain nothing by being what they are. You're not going to gain their respect by doing things they do. You're not going to make that girl think more of you if you justify her in what she does that she knows Mama used to stand against. No, sir. You don't have to take a club and knock your boy in the head because you believe wholeness. You can just live firm and good. And after a while, that old boy saved your bedside. My daddy was a prince among men. I speak as a fool. But my son David has stood time and again and said, my father's here. And I turned the service to him and said, he's inspired me more than any man I know. Isn't that a tribute? I give God all the glory. Every bit of it. I don't deserve it. But I plead with you tonight, turn to God, boy, with all your heart.
We got time to help you here. You hear me? I don't care how filthy you've been. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I'm just telling you what you've done is wrong. And you'll go to hell for it if you don't get right. But we're ready to help you, see. What I'm fixing to do here, it may not work, but if it don't, it'll be Brother Moore. I felt like in the beginning of the service, when I was a boy 17, I prayed through. I wasn't raised a Christian. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. My old uncle rode through the woods with the police shooting at him, saying, "I'll get you, Slim, if you don't give up," from his moonshine still. Stuck his pistol in his belt and outrun Slim and caught him. They both went to life and he hauled him to jail. I just raised up amongst sinful people. Taught not to go to the show on Sunday. And not take a whooping off of nobody. And if I wasn't big enough to whip them, get me something to help me. That's how I was raised. An old common boy in the hills of Oklahoma. That's the way I was raised. By one common, hard-working daddy. It paid his bills. But you know, I got saved, and it shook the whole bunch up. Broke up the Friday night show. We all went to show on Friday night. I couldn't go no more because I got saved. Wasn't raised holy. Didn't know a thing in the world about it. And got saved, and convictions on my soul. I couldn't get into my life for it and go to the Friday night show with them. And that's pretty near religious, according to what shows is now. We ain't no bedroom scenes in them. All we had is old Tom Mix and Hoot Gibson running up there at the edge of a cliff. Old Buck Rogers on a horse. And the last time I seen him, he was about to dive off and went back next week to see what he'd done. Fought robbers and had the good men, the bad men. I mean, we didn't have them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And broke that up. My mother was not a religious woman, an unsaved woman. Her boy got saved. Now, don't get mad if you do. I can't help it. I'm telling you, I'm a holiness preacher. Bless your heart. You know, there's a lot of folks think we ought to quit because they fall in the hay. Fall in the hay, go to sleep in the hay, live in the hay. When you come out of it, I'll be telling you just what you did when you went in there. I'm too old hard-headed. Never been no better than them. If you ain't, you know, if I don't get straight times all the time, you'd be crooked the rest of your life most of the time, unless you're just straight out lost all the way. But if you press religion, he messed up. Sure. Mama quit wearing makeup. And went to town and bought dresses that was more modest than this. Pretty modest then. She didn't get religion. But her boy got it. Her boy got it. Yeah, just because I got it. It got a hold of her. I imagine if I was going to name my mess tonight, I'd name it God Having His Way. You know, I was just a young boy and got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire. I never knew a thing in the world about it. And didn't have much to do with it. And come back home at the dinner table one day, and did you know the power of God was working? Now, and you know, my brother was always bold, and he would fuss at my daddy sometime, you know, like people do, have fusses. And he'd talk back to daddy once in a while, and I was always afraid to. I don't know how he ever got the nerve to. And I was sitting at the table, and they was kind of jawing at each other, and the power of God come upon me. And I jumped to my feet. Never had nothing like it in my life. My daddy, the devil said through him, "Sit down and shut up." Well, I hadn't said nothing yet. And I heard a voice talking out of me. Had no control of it whatsoever. And it said, "I say what God gives me to say." I reckon it must have been prophecy or something. You know, I don't believe in that prophecy that says, "The Lord shall surely bless thee and keep thee, and that thou art about to undertake, go ahead with it. God is in it, about to be married the fifth time, and go naked nearly down at the swimming pool with other men. God ain't a fixing to bless you and nothing like that." Things crooked than they've ever been, and all this here blessing are going on. How in the world is God going to bless a hog then? You know, that voice said, "I say what God gives me to say." And the only thing it said after that was, "You need an old-fashioned altar in this home." My daddy jumped up and run clear through the house and out the front door. Do you hear me? My grandmother jumped and run for her room. My brother jumped up and run in the yard. My mother run in the bedroom. I cleaned the table out, Junior. Didn't know what in the world to do and run everybody off. Have a loose to go in the shop. I won't do a thing but get you healed.
Right. It'll heal you.
You know, that didn't even win me that time. Usually it gets my wind. Ain't that strange how that happens? Have an ocean do that again.
You know what? I stood there and mother run back out of the bedroom and said, well, Daddy hadn't ought to acted that way. She didn't know what to say. I didn't either. Went out in the yard and there went my own brother crying. He's gone, been gone since 51. He's crying. He said, that's what we need, bud. He said, straighten things out around here, wouldn't it? Well, I said, yeah, I guess it would. I didn't know how to do. Brand new, you see. Here comes Grandma crying. Said, where are you going, Grandma? She said, I'm going to pray, Lester. Well, whoo! Love the power of God, don't you? I've been a spook to a few people. About the time I preach right straight and hard, he said he's a hard head. I've been a spook to a few people. About the time I preach right straight and hard, he said he's a hard head. He's a fanatic. He'll be mean to us. And then the spirit of prophecy come upon me. And I told him what they're fixing to do next year and next week. And then it come to pass. And they said, uh-oh. Uh-oh. You know what's happened to us? That worldly bunch that's backslid, that professes every gift that the Bible teaches, is demonstrating and manifesting. And we've got so far from God that we can't demonstrate or manifest. If you, with your consecration, get a hold of God, it won't be hard to tell the difference in a minute. But I'm going to do what I'm fixing to do here. And it ain't going to... It's going to be different. Don't leave. But I began to pray as a young man. And I said, Lord, it looks like I'm going to preach. It looks like I'm going to preach. I don't know what name to preach. I wasn't called. Didn't know anything about being called at that time. But somehow something's in me. I said, oh, I guess I'll be a preacher. Didn't ever aim to be no preacher. Aim to be the governor. Prize fighter. Or something. But you know what? Lord, now I said, if I preach, I'll have to have a good woman to help me. If I ought to have a good woman to help him preach. Either that or not have no woman at all. And so, I didn't write no love clubs or no magazines or nowhere. I didn't ask nobody who was a good one and who was a bad one. I found my little slab of cement in the moonlight. At 908 Southeast 29th Street, young people. And I prayed there for weeks. Lord, I said, give me a girl that'll stand by me. Give me one that'll go with me. Give me one that won't holler calf rope. Give me one that won't say, take me back home. I hear you talking to me, George. I seen her up there beside you. She'll be there till it's all over. She'll never leave you and you'll never leave her. You hear me? You'll be there and she'll be there. Hallelujah. Well, I prayed and prayed. And did you know there's a Polack praying in Texas? A Polack girl. A Polish woman was praying in Texas. And God showed her a black-headed boy would be her husband. Now there'll be things happen, young people, to try to keep you from being in God's will. There's a girl got her eyes on me as ugly as I am. I don't understand it. She went to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller, you know how they'll do, like some of these preachers do, that are supposed to know some people's names and their healing lines. Yes. I know Brother Moore's a preacher. Yes, I'm after it, and you know it. Stay with me. When A.A. saw that light appear in Oklahoma City in his last big tent meeting, and it appeared here, and he said, how many seen that angel? How many seen it? And you can get folks say, oh, yeah. I don't understand people, do you? And, oh, yeah, we seen it. Appeared right here. All of you folks that's sick, come through here and step where this light appeared and you'll be healed. Angel appeared too close to the edge of that 3-foot-high platform. He seen some of them old souls going to stagger off there and fall. So he turned around and winked at 60 preachers behind him. I'd have made a face at him. I wouldn't have winked at him if I'd have been back there. He moved the light over about 4 feet so he wouldn't get sued for having him walk up there and fall off that platform. Now, if the angel appeared right here, that's where you need to walk. If you need to walk there. But he moved that. I don't know how people be deceived so. Huh? But that fortune teller,
delved around and asked around and listened around and finally found out she wanted a black-headed boy, and it is me.
Yes.
And said, thou shalt marry a black-headed boy. I see a boy in the palm behind a blackhead. That devil, you see, was trying to stop God from working. I may not be a good entertainer for you tonight, but I'll give you something to talk about before you go home. Well, I prayed and she prayed, and we met in a church one day, and she wouldn't look at me hardly, and I kept watching her. She sure went as high as 3 days at a time without food in her house before she was ever saved. Poor, poor. Stand in the girls' restroom while others eat their lunch because she had no money to eat lunch and no lunch to bring. Poor. Whew, I've had her where the snow was belly deep nearly. 1,500, 2,000 miles from home. Christmas comes, she never said, take me home. She said, take me home. When my boy looked like a die with that cancer, he had strength from his mother. Right. She's with us tonight, and I've never done this, and she ain't going to want to do it, but she'll do it because I'm the head of the house. If you're the head of yours, you'll cut wood and carry water if you have to. You'll give her money, George, to go to garage sales. Of course, you must fuss about what she buys. But you'll give her more to go to another. And we got so much piled up at home the other day, we had to have a garage sale before we could bring any more garage sale stuff in. So we had a big garage sale, and now we're making up more. Don't you love good people?
Yeah.
You know, I like them. They call themselves bar hoppers. I always hesitate to call folks that, but that's what them Kentucky boys call themselves. I love them. I love everybody. I never seen nobody I didn't love, but I love them. Boys, I went back in there to preach. You know what some of them said to me? They said, ain't living like ought to, Brother Moore, but that's the way it is. That must be the way old Brother Dewey and them preach it back in yonder. The Baptist folks down where I live got under conviction so they quit playing dominoes and bingo. Back when I was a boy.
Glory.
Heard was a Catholic priest the other day told the Catholic church they need to quit playing bingo because it was gambling.
Yes.
Oh, that's out of the ordinary, ain't it?
Yeah.
Just a holy roller preacher, that's all I am, huh? Yeah. I've preached thousands of messages, yes sir. I preached for years, never preached the same text twice. But I ain't took no text tonight. I've just rambled. I hope I've touched you just a little. I hope you just get such a burning desire in your heart. You just throw the old world out the back door saying I'm going to have no more to do with you. You ain't done nothing but bring me heartache and grief, no hope and no help. I'm going to ask my wife to come up here and testify. And when she quits, I want you to come to altar. It's not all that late. I've just been draggy with my comments. But it's not all that late. And she's here. And it's probably the only time in this meeting she'll say anything. But she is here. I don't have to do it. I never have done like this. But I'm going to ask her to come. And I want her to witness to you ladies, to you people. She is a Catholic, raised a Catholic. Her mother prayed on the beads. Her mother was a Catholic when she prayed through in the Holiness Church. It was her and her prayers and me a preaching that led her mother out of Catholicism to Christ and got her saved. That's right. Come on, B, and say something for the Lord. We're glad to have Beatrice with us here tonight. And in our meeting here, we go lots of places. I traveled many years and had to leave her home many, many times in our travels. But she's here, and I want her to come and say something for the Lord, Sister Moore. That's a thing to do. All right. Come right on. If you will, I ask your attention for a little while. I'll be tell you a little something about the Lord. She went to church a while back, and there's in a fuss over church seats. There's been a dispute over church pews. What kind of buying? They gotten such a bottleneck over it they couldn't make no agreement, and it's about to fall out each other. And she didn't have any knowledge of that. And got up and raked them from one side to the other over them pews. And didn't know nothing about the pews. And the old boys, I know them and loved them well. And one of the main influential boys is always some that does more and is more important to us and does good for us. He just looked around at him and said, I'll say, boys, hallelujah. You could tell the feathers fell and the war is over. He said, glory to God. God sent this little woman to give us this rebuke, and she didn't know a thing about this.